Al-Aqsa Storm Aftermath. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. October 7th, 2023 was a turning point in the history of the West Asian region, and it will remain forever. On that day, the combatants of the Palestinian Hamas movement launched a surprise attack against the Zionist regime and imposed the biggest defeat on the regime since its illegitimate birth 75 years ago. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, dubbed the defeat as an irreparable defeat. We are going to review the issue in a special series with a focus on the Al-Aqsa Storm and its consequences. Stay tuned for the second part, please. Did Hamas start Operation Al-Aqsa Storm unethically? After the successful Operation Al-Aqsa Storm, the enemies of Hamas and supporters of the Zionist regime, who had been stunned and bewildered with the great defeat, tried to question the ethically of Hamas measure. The opponents claimed that Hamas had maltreated the Zionist captives and caused the Zionist regime to launch genocide on the people of Gaza. Both claims, however, were proved false very soon. Some of the journalists who had spoken of the violence of Hamas admitted that they had raised such allegations after the claims of Zionists. Furthermore, some of the Zionist citizens officially announced that the combatants of Hamas had no misbehavior or violence against them whatsoever. In addition, this operation of Hamas was a natural reaction to over 75 years of crimes, including 17 years of the siege on Gaza by Zionists. The child-killing regime even resorted to excessive violence and savagery during the return of the Palestinians, killing hundreds of civilians in cold blood. Every year, a big number of women and children are murdered or injured by the Zionist military or settlers. This is while there is no place for speaking of ethical issues on this scale of criminality and barbarity. Now the question is, was the Hamas attack worth it? 3 points should be noted here. The first point is that the opponents of Hamas, instead of condemning the Zionist regime's genocidal war on Gaza, call it as a reaction to Al-Aqsa Storm to pressure Hamas and delegitimize its operation. The second point is that although Hamas is much weaker than the Israeli army, both quantitatively and qualitatively, it followed the model of Imam Hussein's battle against the forces of Yazid, but didn't accept humility. The third point is that Operation Al-Aqsa Storm has brought about great achievements for Palestine, some of which are the return of the issue of Palestine to the core of the West Asian discussions. The Zionist regime had tried for the recent years to trivialize the issue of Palestine, but Al-Aqsa Storm frustrated all these efforts. The second achievement is that it widened the rift between the stances of people and governments in Arab countries to create a new wave of moves in support of Palestine. The third achievement is that the issue of normalization of ties with Israel, which was going to turn into a very common and accepted issue among most of the Arab states, has now become a taboo and treacherous act. Saudi Arabia was in the brink of this betrayal, but Al-Aqsa Storm shattered this trend. Operation Al-Aqsa Storm has shattered the myth of invincibility of the Israeli army for good, and the Zionist regime will never be able to repair this debacle. The fourth achievement of Al-Aqsa Storm is that it proved the volatility and fragility of conditions inside the occupied territories. Thomas Friedman wrote in an article that Israel in the post-October 7th era is not the previous Israel by any means. It has changed into a place where the inhabitants had never lived in such circumstances. It is the place where the Israeli generals had never been forced to safeguard it, and an ally like the US had never been forced to directly intervene and defend. Will Hamas be destroyed? One of the most important goals of the Zionist regime in the war against Gaza is to destroy Hamas movement. The Zionist regime used to think that Hamas had exited the resistance front and intended to negotiate and compromise with the regime. Al-Aqsa Storm, however, was a gargantuan intelligence fiasco for the Zionist regime because it proved that not only their take on Hamas was quite false, but also Hamas had been planning for the operation for at least 1 year. While the Zionists tried for 50 years to find Hamas combatants, they totally failed. Richard Haass, head of the U.S. Foreign Relations Council, said that Hamas can never be omitted and it may even become stronger. He continues that Hamas is not just an army to end with destroying it. It is rather a thought and ideology. Michael Milstein, the head of Palestinian Studies Association at Tel Aviv University, believes that apart from over 25,000 military members of Hamas, 80 to 90,000 members are active in the social infrastructure of Hamas called Al-Dawa. Dear listeners, this discussion will be continued in the next episode.